K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is track and field, which you'll get to in a minute, women's tennis, women's golf, men's women's golf, women's rowing, and everything else in between. It's the very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. We got y'all caught up with track and field over the weekend from the K2N Classic. I did record day one of the Oregon Open. It'll come out momentarily. What day? I have no clue. But they just got done over the weekend in famous Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. And by the way, speaking of race week, he has been recording this episode on Monday, April 21st, 2025. Eugene Marathon's going to go down this weekend. As I'm recording this right now, Boston is going to be kicking off here in a little bit. The Boston Marathon, the quote-unquote AKA Super Bowl of all of running, they will be kicking off soon. You got that. Got me getting after the Olathe Marathon, a home game this weekend here. Race week. I have not raced a whole bunch this year. Maybe by design. I can't wait. Obviously, I'm coming off of a 10K win going back-to-back 2 weeks ago. So, I got a lot of momentum right now in that department. I just cannot wait for Saturday. I just can't wait to see what happens on the other side of Saturday as well. But the K-State men's track and field team did some great work over the weekend in Oregon there. Travis Gofert, will go to him, straight to him. Here as obviously the field events, Gary Moore Jr. was in action. Sherrion, All-American from the indoor, Sherrion No, was in action as well. Jason Schroeder also is there. Mark Monique Hardy did some good things as well. Gets all that in this minute. Travis Gofert commenting on the weekend for K-State men's and women's track and field. Quote, We had a couple of event wins. Sherry in the high jump did a great job, and JC Schroeder, I mean, to come out here as a senior and win in Hayward Field, what an unbelievable experience for that young woman. Super proud of her. I think we had four run-up finishes today. The throws crew did a great job, end quote there. So we even shot them out. I'm sitting up here reading this stuff. Sherry, you know, obviously the only K-State track and field athlete to compete in the NCAA championships did it again. We'll get into that. We'll start with the women first. And speaking of Monique Hardy, speaking of run-up finishes that Coach Gofert talked about in that quote, Monique Hardy finishing second in the hammer throw. She PR. And oh, by the way, there are a ton of PRs over the weekend set by this K-State squad. Hardy, 214 feet, 3 inches, PR. Tamia Kuntz, second in a discus throw at a 51.75 meter. That's 169 feet, 9 inches there. The 15,000 meters, Vienna Lanier, top 10 finish for her, 10th, 4.25. And then PR for Grace Meyer for 4 minutes and 29 seconds there. For her there. Let me see. Women's long jump. Shalom Otulu. She could be in both days. They're 19 feet, 11 and 3 quarter. Taylor Mayo just missed the podium. She PR'd at a 19 inch and a half. Therefore, that's a new PR for her. Women's 100 meter hurdles. Jordan Edwards in a 6th. Vera Gerasimova in 11th there for them. The women's 400 meters led by Sophia Hines. She missed the podium by a spot, 53.9. Delaney Wright finished 8th at a 53.9. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Track and field did some damage up there in famous Hayward Field. Eugene Marathon going down Saturday along with the Olathe Marathon, which yours truly will be a part of that. Home game. Cannot wait for this weekend. It's only Monday. Eddie Greer there for this podcast. Continue with the women here. The women's 100 meters. Micah Scott finished 5th. She PR'd over the weekend at 11.6. Ariana Jackson finished 10th. The women's high jump. And All-American Sherrion O wins it 5'11¼" there for her high jump there for her. So she picks up right where she left off there, being the only representative for K-State in the track and field department there in the NCAA championships, becoming an All-American, finishing 8th in that event, wins in Eugene. Women's 800 meters. Vienna Lanier was busy on Saturday. PR, 12th. 2 minutes, 11 seconds there. Grace Meyer finished 14th there. Women's shot put, J.C. Schroeder takes the win there at a 52-foot shot put. Grace Thompson in the podium position. Podium spot. Finished in third. 48 feet, 11½ there. Women's 5,000 meters. Christine Girono finished 10th with a time of 17:31 there as well. The women's 4x4. K-State finished 5th behind Edwards, Hines, Jackson, and Wright there for the women's 400 meters. That Jordan Edwards, Sevilla Hines, Ariana Jackson, Delaney Wright, for those that don't know. Flipping the script to the men's side here, Gary Moore Jr. finished 3rd and 2nd in the hammer throw and shot put, respectively, there. Gary Moore Jr. PR'd in the hammer throw with a 221 feet, 8 inches there. And in the shot put, Moore put up a 57.3 for him there as well. Nate Collier in the shot put finished 4th. The men's 15,000 meters. Tommy Hazen, another PR set for him this week. He PR'd on both days. 3:52 in the 15,000. Alex Gutierrez finishes 10th. Looking down here. Men's 110-meter hurdles. Cyrus Way. Podium, baby. PR in a podium. In a PR. With a 14-1. Third, James Enew just missed the podium. He was right behind Ways in the fourth position there. Men's 400 meters. Nen Medlock, 47.9. Good enough for 5th. Thomas Kvet finished 8th there. Men's high jump featured Bryce Collins, a tie for the podium position. 3rd with a 6'9" high jump there. Tommaso Franz finishing 7th there. The men's 100 meters. Quinton Rice finishing the runner-up spot there with a 10.5. Isaac Etuve, 6th. And here in the men's 800 meters. We're moving this right along here. Tavon Underwood in the men's 800. Finished 7th at a 1:54. Jack Steiger finished 9th. Here, men's distance throw. Nate Collier finishes ahead of Gary Moore Jr., but both of them outside the podium position. Collier 5th, Moore 6th there. Men's long jump, Tommaso Franz 8th there. Men's 5,000 meters there. Jackson Esquivel finishes 7th. And shout out, Devin Chappelle, PR, at a 14:43. That was good enough for a night. So both of them finished in the top 10 in the men's 4x4. Podium 3rd behind Ways, then behind Cyrus Ways, then Medlock, Tavon Underwood, and James Enew. K-State men's 4x4 steps up to the plate and finishes in the podium spot to close out K-State up there in the Oregon Open with a 3 minute 10 second PR 4x4. As I have said on here numerous times on this podcast, is my favorite event because I competed in this. I took part in it for a long time because I am a tremendous 400 and a 4x4 person as well. So there you go on that. But enough about me, and more on me later on in this podcast this week. But shout out to all the K-State athletes who won and PR'd and competed this weekend in the Oregon Open. So Travis Gopher's team squads did a lot of good up there in Oregon this weekend, Eugene, Oregon this weekend, the Oregon Open for the K-State men's and women's track and field squads. For our project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcast is found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content again. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like. We try to cover all things K-State sports. That's what this podcast is all about. You love your K-State Wildcats, go ahead and hit that alarm bell every time we load content. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Second thing, Podbean app. Greer 3. Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast is a channel. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. For more on that. And of course, tell one K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on a busy weekend for track and field K-State on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast in the books, all things K-State sports.